Hey guys, in this episode, I'm actually here with one of my favorite people in the whole entire world. Would you like to introduce yourself? Hi. We've got Dakota here with me today. She's hanging out in the office as she plays Minecraft and as I create some really cool things that I'm going to share with you guys the behind the scenes of. So let's cue that intro. Can you say cue that intro?
Cue the intro.
And then we will dive on in. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so we're just kind of hanging out. Dakota is pretty awesome. She is my 9-year-old. The thing that I love about Dakota is, like, if Delilah's a puppy that's like super eager and like about everybody, Dakota is a little more of a cat. She is really...
Cats ruin everything.
Cats ruin everything, she says. She's a little...
It's like my prize possession is on the edge of a mountain. And I'm being tackled by someone else. No, good kitty. Stay there. Don't push it. Push. Oh, no. It fell off the edge.
That's how Dakota explains cats. But the funny thing about Dak is she is super, super crazy brilliant. And she is also very stubborn and introverted and strong-willed. And I think she's going to make a really awesome human. And I'm really excited about that. So I'm going to share with you guys just a little behind the scenes of something I've been working on for a little while. I'm going to share some updates about YouTube, about this crazy thing that we've been working on, like insanely behind the scenes. You might hear some Minecraft sounds in the background. Basically, we've been really doubling down on a few different things, and that includes YouTube, TikTok, and this concept that we've been creating and working on called ATM funnels. So we will get to each of those in just a moment. But first and foremost, on TikTok, I've really been just kind of doubling down with intention, and I feel like I'm starting to understand the different layers of TikTok now, which is even more fun, and understanding the inside jokes of the originals that were on there, like, you know, back when it was Musical.ly, and it's so much fun. But not just that, like, it's been a solid traffic driver to all of our offers, to our YouTube. It's been incredible. And so, like, I look at our growth over the last 28 days, and we've grown by 51,000 followers on TikTok, which is still kind of mind-blowing, like, that kind of growth can even happen when everyone's saying, like, it's slowing down. And I look at, like, our stats, and we've reached 16,000 views just this month, which is crazy, and it's just continuing to grow. But then we've also been focusing on YouTube, and I'm trying to release 3 to 5 YouTube videos per week, and we've been starting to hit that mark, which is really neat. And I love seeing kind of like just the overall attitude of appreciation that people have for the videos that we put out there, and I'm just consistently producing them, and it's been really rewarding. And it was just, like, I want to say like a week or two ago that I celebrated hitting 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. I do have to say, YouTube is literally the hardest platform I've ever grown on. It is the most challenging to grow your subscriber base. But then once it starts rolling, it happens, and it's really cool to see. And we've just reached 182,000 views in the last 28 days. I mean, people have watched 8,600 hours of our YouTube videos over the last 28 days. That is the equivalent of like 350 days of people seeing my face. There's something just so powerful about it. And I have this like peace. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. There's just this peace that's like, I know that it's a weird time in our world, but at the same time, I'm not just creating for now. I'm creating for the future, and I'm already thinking about like the world moving again. And There's something just so relaxing about creating YouTube videos and knowing that people have the ability to grow and learn and become experts. And knowing that I can be a part of that just gives me so much hope. If we can help people dream again, like, our world can move, you know? It's just, anyways, I've felt really passionate about that lately. We hit a new record with one of our videos. One of our videos alone has had a total of like 100,000 views. So that's a record for us. And we're going to keep creating more of those. But then I also want to share with you guys this crazy concept called ATM funnels. Now, I've only explained this to members of the Social Click, which is my mastermind and mentorship program. And so if it doesn't make sense, that's okay. But there are some people who will get it now, and then you'll be like, oh my gosh, I remember when she first talked about that, because this is going to be a huge thing. But basically, we created these funnels where we get paid to build our email list. And that sounds really like too good to be true. But that's why we call them ATMs. It's not because it's like a cash machine, but rather, at the moment, this is crushing it and it's working. And so we've been working to build out these ATMs. Right now we have 4 ATMs and 3 of them are solid in profit. And if this is over anyone's head, totally fine. There's going to come a day where I'm going to explain all of this. But basically, this is so nuts. So in February, we started with just 1 ATM funnel and we were paid. We profited $2,577 to generate 1,758 leads. Insane. Crazy. And then in March, we were paid, aka we profited $2,052 to generate 2,527 leads. And we just produced this one funnel that I'm like freaking out excited about because it's only 3 days into this funnel, but we've profited $800 to generate 230 leads. And I'm like, these numbers are insane. And so I know this is just like a little sneak peek of some things that are to come, but these ATM funnels are like changing the way I see things. I almost see it like as our own portfolio of stocks. And we look at every single one of these ATM funnels, and as long as overall we're up, we're winning. So I'm just going to call my shot right now. And like I said, there's only a few people who are going to understand what this means or really understand the gravity of this. But my goal is to get these ATM funnels in the portfolio to the place where we're profiting at least $10,000 a month across all of them. So they're at scale. They're not necessarily at their peak for profit, but they're at their peak for break even or better lead generation. And I want to get them to the point where we're generating 10,000 leads per day for all of our businesses. So I just wanted to share that behind the scenes because that's going to be a huge part of our business growth. Like I said, we're working to get to 10. We have 4 finished, 3 are awesome. 1 needs some configuring. And then we're working on the 5th one right now. And then we've got 6 and 7 almost ready too, which is kind of crazy. So I'm super excited about that. But I just wanted to share some of those kind of behind the scenes and updates and all of that. What do you think, Dak? Does all of that sound really cool?
I have no idea what you just said, but no.
She does not seem impressed, so I wanted to share it with someone who would be. But I will catch you guys in the next episode. I hope some of you have enjoyed this. I will catch you guys later. Bye.